Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Welcome, friends. Let's jump into our lesson today and start off with our Talk About It question. This one is, who is your favorite author? Why?
Garrett, I don't have a favorite author because I like to read all different kinds of books, and different authors have different writing styles and write about different topics. What about you?
Well, I also like lots of different authors. There's one that I've often been drawn to, though. His name is Joseph Conrad. He wrote a lot of great novels and short stories. Couple hundred years ago.
Okay, well, why are we talking about authors, friends? It's because we are looking at a very famous author today, Agatha Christie. What did she write and what were her books about? That's what we are going to find out today.
Exactly. Our title is quite simple today. The title is Agatha Christie. Let's jump into it with our first reading.
Agatha Christie, the Queen of Mystery, is the best-selling novelist of all time. Mystery. The word excites our curiosity. Mystery novels sell thousands of copies each year, and many readers count Dame Agatha Christie among their favorite authors.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 author, 意思是作者。譬如 during the library's grand opening, local authors read passages from their books for the audience to enjoy. 在图书馆的盛大开幕典礼上，本地作者们朗读了自己书中的片段，供观众欣赏。Author 也可以当动词，意思是撰写或是创作。譬如 I owe the success of my company to my brother who authored our website. 我公司的成功要归功于我的兄弟，他创立了我们的网站。与 author 相关的名词是 authority, 意思是权力或是权威。譬如 Principals have the authority to suspend students who threatened the safety of other students.校长有权威对威胁其他学生安全的学生做出停学处分。
Friends, don't you love a great mystery story? In a mystery story, you're trying to figure out what is really going on. Well, let's find out what's going on with Agatha Christie.
Well, we begin our article here, friends, by reading, The Queen of Mystery is the best-selling novelist,of all time. Now we see this word best-selling here, friends. This means selling more copies than most others.
That's right. For example, Emma bought a best-selling novel from the bookstore. If you want to know which books are best-selling, often different newspapers or magazines might have a best-seller list.
Now, some people like to buy best-selling novels, and some people like to buy books that maybe more people don't know about. Personally, I don't always know what's a good book to read, so I like to buy best-selling books.
That's a good point. All right, what kinds of books did Agatha Christie write? Well, we heard that she is a novelist. This is a person who writes novels.Novels are long fictional stories.
Okay, here's an example of how you could use novelist in a sentence. Mark wants to become a famous novelist one day.
Right. Okay, what kinds of stories did she write? They were mystery stories. Mystery is a story about something secret or difficult to understand, sometimes it's about crime.
That's right. And sometimes people like to read mystery stories when they don't want to know what happens next, or they like a lot of twists in the stories that they read.
Maybe they even like to guess what will happen next. Well, we read on, "The word excites our curiosity." Of course, we're talking about mystery. Mystery novels sell thousands of copies each year, and many readers count Dame Agatha Christie among their favorite authors.
All right, this is a very interesting title here, friends. Dame Agatha Christie. Dame is not part of her name, it's a title of honor, and this is given to some women in Britain.
Exactly. Let's talk about one other famous dame. Dame Judi Dench is a famous British actress. Now, do you know how to become a dame, Anne-Marie?
I don't. Do you?
Only a little bit. Now, the term you might be more familiar with in Britain is sir. Now, sir is a man and dame is a woman. These are titles given by the king or queen to people who are very impressive.
Ah, so maybe if you accomplish something great or do something wonderful, then royalty will give you this title.
Exactly. Maybe you're a famous actor or actress, musician, or maybe even just someone who does great things in business.
Okay, so Agatha Christie was made a dame, Dame Agatha Christie, because she was so famous for writing these wonderful mystery novels. Now, are mystery stories something that you enjoy reading, Garrett?
I think so. I don't read them very often, but they are a lot of fun. You can also enjoy mystery movies or TV shows, too.
That's true. All right, friends, we're going to learn more about this in just a moment, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
Agatha Christie. Agatha Mary Clarissa Miller was born September 15th, 1890, in Torquay, England. As she was growing up in the quiet town, her mother often told her stories. Agatha loved these stories that transported her into a world of fantasy. Her mother also encouraged her to write from a young age. At 16, Christie went to a school in Paris to study piano and singing. She spent hours practicing and learned to play the piano very well, but she never made music a career because of stage fright.
All of the artists' paintings depicted fantasy landscapes filled with magical creatures. 这位艺术家的所有画作都描绘了充满神奇生物的奇幻景色。相关的形容词是 fantastical, 意思是奇异的或是充满幻想的。譬如 stretched out on the picnic blanket, they imagined stories inspired by the fantastical shapes of clouds drifting through the sky. 他们躺在野餐毯上看着天空中漂浮的奇幻云朵，脑中想象着种种故事。另一个相关的形容词是 fantastic, 意思是幻想的、怪诞的，但是也有极好的意味哦。譬如 ,We had a fantastic time hiking and rock climbing in the Grand Canyon. 我们在大峡谷健行和攀岩度过了愉快的时光。
Well, Agatha Christie is an impressive woman, but as with all famous people, it's always interesting to learn how they got their start.
So let's look a little bit at Agatha's backstory, friends. We read together. Agatha Mary Clarissa Miller was born on September 15th, 1890 in Torquay, England. As she was growing up in the quiet town, her mother often told her stories.
Okay, so she must have started to love these stories. Agatha, indeed loved these stories that transported her into a world of fantasy.
This word transported is a great one for you to know, friends. It means to be taken or carried to another place. Now, this could be physically, but what we're talking about here in our article is mentally being transported to another place through these wonderful stories.
Right. For example, a movie might transport you to a wonderful world of adventure.
Now, we see something else in this sentence that we should talk about: into a world of something. This means that you are entering a place or an experience, and it feels very different than before or different than what you're used to.
Yeah, our article said into a world of fantasy. Let's use that in another sentence. Reading the book took David into a world of dragons and castles.
Well, that sounds like a very fun world to be transported into.
I agree. All right, let's continue. Her mother also encouraged her to write from a young age.
I think there's a really great point to be made from this section. A lot of times, those of you who are parents, we can encourage children to explore the things they are interested in by giving them the tools that they need. If she was interested in stories, then reading her stories and encouraging her to write was a great thing for Agatha's mother to do.
Right. It doesn't mean she necessarily would have done this for her job later, but it is a great thing for her to experience and explore.
Definitely. Well, let's read on here, friends. At 16, Christy went to a school in Paris to study piano and singing. She spent hours practicing and learned to play the piano very well, but she never made music a career because of stage fright.
Ooh, yes, it would be hard to do that as a career with stage fright. Well, friends, let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, that word career.
Career is the work that someone else does for most of their life. You could have many different types of careers in your lifetime, but usually when we use this word, we're talking about how you've spent most of your time.
Now, let's make that clear. Your career is different from one job that you've had. Your career could be many different jobs, but usually in the same kind of work. For example, Jason is starting a career in medicine.
So that doesn't mean that Jason was necessarily a doctor for his whole career. Maybe he was a nurse for a while, or maybe he was a doctor at many different hospitals, but his medical career is what he did over his entire life.
Sure. Now we have one other thing to talk about there, and that's stage fright. If you have stage fright, you have a fear of performing in front of other people. You don't want to do it.
That's right. Let's use stage fright in a sentence. Emily had stage fright before her school play. Usually you get stage fright when you're going on stage or when you're performing in front of others. Sometimes you could get stage fright from something as simple as giving a speech in front of your class.
Exactly. Now, if you have a bit of stage fright, I'm sure everyone has some of it. You can get rid of some of that. If you go on stage and you practice more and more, it can help. Well, friends, it's time now for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Rejected. Agatha Christie's first novel was rejected by 6 publishers before it finally got printed. They obviously didn't know how popular her books would become. Let's talk about the word reject. To reject something means to refuse to accept it. It can be an idea, a job application, a person's suggestion, or even their mystery novel. You might hear, "The company rejected my proposal. She rejected his invitation to the dance. My first 3 job applications were rejected. Ouch." Now, you may be thinking, wait, isn't that just like turned down? Yes, but there's a difference in tone. turn down is a little softer and more polite. Reject is more formal or forceful. When you say, I turned down the offer, it sounds like a polite refusal, while I rejected the offer sounds a bit colder or stronger. Both are correct, but how you use them depends on how it feels. So whether you've been turned down, rejected, or just waiting for the right yes, keep going. Even Agatha Christie had to wait. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Agatha Christie. At 22, she fell in love with Archie Christie. They got married in 1914, at the beginning of World War I. Archie fought as a soldier, and Christie worked as a nurse, and later in a hospital drugstore. This experience gave her knowledge of poisons, which she later used in many of her mystery plots. In 1920, her first novel, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, introduced the brilliant Belgian detective, Hercule Poirot. Though the book was rejected by several publishers, it was eventually published later the same year.
Before genetic testing became widely available, people had to hire detectives to find long-lost relatives. 在基因检测尚未普及之前，人们必须聘请侦探来寻找失散多年的亲人。Detective 的动词是 detect， 意思是侦测或是察觉。譬如 ，to save electricity。We installed motion sensor lights that turn on when they detect movement. 为了省电，我们安装了感应灯，当侦测到有活动时就会亮起。Detect 名词是 detection， 意思是侦测或是发现。譬如 ，early detection of disease can prevent long-term health issues. 早期发现疾病可预防长期的健康问题。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Friends, it's time to learn a bit more about Agatha Christie's background and why exactly she wrote mystery stories.
All right, well, we read here, at 22, she fell in love with Archie Christie. They got married in 1914 at the beginning of World War I.Now, you're probably familiar with the term got married, friends, but let's define it together. This means that two people become husband and wife.
Right. Two people get married and they might have a wedding. For example, Tom and Anna got married last summer.
Now, we read on here, Archie fought as a soldier and Christie worked as a nurse and later in a hospital drugstore.What is a drugstore, friends? Well, this is a shop that sells medicine and other daily items.
Right. Now, a drugstore in different countries could look slightly different. We're from the US, and at a drugstore, you can definitely buy medicine. But they'll have lots of other little things, from snacks to toys to even pieces of clothing.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Now, what did this have to do with Christie's writing career? Well, we find out here in this next sentence. This experience gave her knowledge of poisons, which she later used in many of her mystery plots.
Okay, poisons. That is interesting. Well, poisons are substances or things that can kill or harm someone if eaten or touched.
That's right. For example, some mushrooms have poisons and cannot be eaten.
All right. Well, she learned about poisons and she used them in her mystery plots. Now, the plot of a story is the main events or things that happen in that story or in a book or movie.
Let's use that word plot in a sentence, friends. The movie had an exciting plot with many surprises.
Exactly. Okay, let's continue. In 1920, her first novel, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, introduced the brilliant Belgian detective Hercule Poirot.
Yes, and this character, Poirot, was very, very famous. And we'll find out later, friends, that many of Christie's books featured this detective. We read on, though the book was rejected by several publishers, it was eventually published later the same year.
Yes. And now, what are publishers? These people that rejected her books? Well, they're companies that help to print and sell books or magazines. If you want to be a successful author, you need the help of publishers.
Definitely. Publishers release new books all the time. A good publisher will help you get your book published, and oftentimes they also help you do publicity to advertise your book as well.
Exactly. These days, some authors will self-publish or put those books out themselves, but it can be hard to make sure many people hear about your book and take care of the necessary legal things with it too.
Definitely. Well, in our lesson today, we've learned a lot of interesting information about Agatha Christie's background, and we're definitely not done learning about her life story. So make sure that you come back and join us for that tomorrow, friends. For now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
The usage tip, 要来看主词加 spend 加时间或金钱加动名词的用法。本句 She spent hours practicing. Spend 后面接时间或是金钱，再接动名词来表示具体的动作内容。譬如 She spends 2 hours studying English every day. 她每天花2小时学英文。如果 spend 后面接介系词 on。 加名词则是表示花费在某物或是某事上，强调花费的用途。来看个例句：She spends a lot of money on clothes. 她花很多钱在购买衣服上。Well,
friends, we are almost out of time for today. But before we go, I want to take a minute to review some of the things we learned in our article.
All right, Anne-Marie, what should we look back at?
Well, first of all, let's talk about some of the words we use to talk about this book and this author. We use the word novelist. We found out that this is someone who writes stories, and these are longer stories.
Right, so not all authors or writers are novelists. People who write nonfiction would not be novelists. And Agatha Christie was. She was also a mystery writer.
That's right. We also learned that although she went to school to learn singing and piano, she ended up working as a nurse during World War I. That gave her a knowledge of poisons, which she used in many of her mystery plots later on.
Exactly. That sounds exciting. I wonder why they had so many poisons at that drugstore.
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, I am curious about that, friends, and I'm curious about what some of the books are that Agatha Christie wrote. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.